Rashi asks, there's a problem. How is he permitted to be machnes bahinis in the Zohar? That already is an asay sheyesh, because so ikalaman diyama biya b'miktzis lo yishma biya. So he wasn't nichnas la Zohar. So there's no kavis. The ikalaman diyama hoyil v'hutra loy oisa biya miktzis letzaratoi. There's a svar of hoyil v'ishtari ishtari. Bemisin the zachiyav kavis for the achnosus yodav l'bahinis. Even though he's a machus kippur. It's avar pi sha'onush kavis mishum mechus kippur. So even though it's onish kares mishum mechus kippurim, v'tiroi ha'kosuf, and the Torah was matter, d'chtiv lefnei Hashem, so the Torah was matter, the onish kares of mechus kippurim. Is utroloi afle kiruyoi, so hail v'ishtri yishtri, since the Torah was matter, mishum ta'rosoi, the isa kares, als mechus kippurim, so it's also mutter, als tvuyoim de balker. But Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, that means, we'll see this is Rashi Shita, Taisus is Chaylik on Rashi. But Omar Rabbi Yochanan is Chaylik on this Baraisa. The Baraisa said that why is he permitted to enter Harabayis? Yova Yasei Sheyesh Baikoris Vitcha Sei Shein Baikoris. Omar Rabbi Yochanan was chaylik, said, I say she ain't by chorus to come out on the Baraisa love dafke. There's no I say she yesh by chorus. Da filo I say ain't by bitfu yoin bimachna levia ele de rabbonon. Ukra de chavoy ha-shemesh, chavoy ha-shemesh yovoy el toich ha-machna. It says dafke after Erev Shemesh is mutter to enter the machna, bimachna shchine come out. The Pasuk is speaking about Machne Shechina, not a Machne Leviyah. The Tanna of the Baraisa held that it's speaking about Machne Leviyah. So there's an assay that he's not allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. He's not permitted to enter Machne Leviyah before Erev Shemesh. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. There's no assay whatsoever. Yovel Teicha Machne means Machne Shechina. And that what a Tvuyoyim is also the Machna Leviyah, that's a Darabona. Pasuk says, Chotzer HaChadosha, Harabayis, V'kori lo Chadosha Mivnei Chidush, Shechitshu V'isifu Al Kdushosa. Boi Bayoyim, V'omru Tvuyoyim lo Yikonislo. They said that Tvuyoyim is not permitted to enter Harabayis. V'ochi Goma Rabbi Yochanan Mirabe, in Rabbi Yochanan, learned this from his Rebbe. The Dovo Zer Chiddush. The Dovo Zer Chiddush. That's the Chiddush it says, he says, Chotza HaChadosh, Shechitshu Boy. This is the Chiddush that they were Machadish, that a Tvul Yoim is also B'machna Leviyah. Gabi Pesach, Lemida Devrayim, Leisa de Balker Milovi, Ale Tiru, Le Konis, Ale Toyo, Shlo Yitcha mi Pesach. By Pesach, Le Himido Divrei. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That's this third memory. The second memory. The Gemara says that Oinon and Metzoyre is Le Himido Divreiim. That's Pshat. Even though Mid Rabbonon is also B'machna Leviyah, is Le Himido Divreiim. Now let us see places. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Teira Afilu Asay Einboy. The Taisves Rabbi Yochanan Loipoli Gabereise, the Lartanil Kidemucher Peperkame Dixubis, Tabi Ein Avelim in Aminion, Loi Mishani Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Tano Poli Kidemishani Ara. So why says Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tano? So if the Tana of the Baraisa said that it's an asay sheyesh pekoret, the heter is because yovei asay sheyesh pekoret, v'yitcha asay sheyin pekoret, so how can Rabbi Yochanan say it's not even an asay? Ela perushi meforish lo. He's only explaining the Tana. That means the Tana said such a loshen, yovei asay sheyesh pekoret, v'yitcha asay sheyin pekoret, so you could take the words literally, just I can say,
But it's called so at Yovi Yasei Sheyesh Pei Koretz. So it's Rabbi Yechanan, nein, afilo Asei Yem Bei Tholi Nasei Midarabon. V'chei Muchach, Kabi Yelede Shehi Tvulas Yoyim Oruch, Siv Ala Migdosh Lo Yisova. That she's not allowed to go into the Migdosh. Ho, Lemachna Leviye Tovoy. So zet men doch klar, that a Tvul Yoyim is Mutter, Utoich Machna Leviye. Now, we have to realize, we have here a Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi said klo, that the Tanakama held, there was an Asai. That's what Rashi explained the Tanakama. Chvoy HaShemesh Yove Yaltoich HaMachne, Zeh Nichnes La'ye, even though there's an Issa, Ki Yibuchoi Shechvoy HaShemesh Yove Yaltoich HaMachne, Zeh Nichnes La'arabayis, Yove Yese, Nitzdoiche, Nitzdoiche, the Yitra Esse, Ditvuyoin Baharabayis, She'ein Baikos. Ella Bazar. It's an Esser Shein by Kodos. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tafilu Esser Ein Boi, Bitvul Yoyim B'machna B'el D'Rabbon, Ukro, Arashi Botan before Apostle, T'chboi HaShemesh, B'machna Shechina Koma. So the Emerson from Rashi Weiss Tachoyis, there is a Machloikis. Tosfos asks the Kashe, Hakad Rabbi Yochanan B'Choylik, So Rashi ends the discussion. Rashi says, "V'hoche gomer Rabbi Yochanan mirabei." The devil says, "Chidush." So it seems Rabbi Yochanan is saying it over from his Rebbe. So the Rebbe was Yotan. So Memele. So there's a machloikis. See the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Taina Rabbi Kivega a raya to Tosfos, an akash on Rashi. He says. The Gemara says that we have here a case, we have here three cases, lehemidu that lehemidu divrayim b'mokim koros, lehemidu divrayim. He says, what is the taich lehemidu divrayim? So he says, tzmashpul, what we said by aninus, lehemidu divrayim. So what does that mean? If aninus lail would be a derais, it wouldn't be permitted to call them pesa. Lehemidu divrayim. They said, no, it's a darabonon. They didn't say that darabonons are equivalent to a daraisa. They said it's a darabonon. A darabonon, we can be maker. If they would say it's as chomer as a daraisa, they wouldn't be able to eat a korban pesach. Lo yamidu devrayim. Tanit Rabbi Kivega, but if you say there's a machloikis, so let us look at the Tanakama. The Tanakama held that there's a mitzvah asay min ha-toyre, Zanisaras, Echvoy Amar, Zanisaras, Echvoy HaShemesh, Yovei Oteich HaMachne. The Tanakama holds, there's an Issa the Araisa, there's an Asay the Araisa, that a Tvul Yoim is not permitted to enter Machna Leviya. There's an Asay the Araisa. The Afal Pikain, the Tanakama says, the Asay of Korban Pesach is Doicha this Asay. So Afilu an Asay the Araisa, it's also Doicha. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying that loy hamidu devrayim? What's it for loy hamidu devrayim? It's not loy hamidu devrayim. You see from the, you can be choylik on the Tanakama. If the Tanakama is an asay de'araisa, so you have your Tana that says there's no asay de'araisa. But the Seder by an asay de'araisa, see also yove yasei sheyesh bekoros v'yitra asay sheyim bekoros. That you do see from the Tanakama. He holds there's an asay shein by chorus, and he holds that asay of Pesach is deiche. So it's not the vote loy hem midu devrayim. It's a fila midu devrayim. It's like Hilo was on the reise. But it's deiche because an asay sheyesh by chorus is deiche, an asay shein by chorus. So where do we see loy hem midu devrayim? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha and Rashi. But according to Tosfos, it's very good. The Tana never said that an asay sheyesh bekoros could be doich an asay shein bekoros. He never said that. He was speaking about an asay derabonon. We say asay derabonon and asay sheyesh bekoros is doich. So the Rabbi Yochanan just explained what the Tanakam is saying. So that's how Rabbi Kivega brings a raya from to Tosfos from this Gemara. Keneged Rashi. So then Rabbi Kivega wants to fa'emfer. He wants to say as follows, that could be the Drabono, the Yamoy Yoishovet Bekol Yehuda, שחידשו בוידובה ואומרו תבול יוים לא יכנס במחנה לוויה. So he says as follows. According to the Tanakame, there is an Isser Asay of entering Machna Leviya. That means at Vul Yoim, there's an Isser Asay of entering Machna Leviya. Be Abal Keri, there's a lot of entering Machna Leviya. At Vul Yoim, there's an Isser Asay. So he wants to say, the Loshon of the Gemara is, Chotzo achadoshe shechitshu boidova v'omor tvul yoim lo yichnas b'machna leviyah. So he wants to be medayk from the Loshna of the Gemara that is a lo yichnas. That the Chazal gave a tvul yoim the Balkeri. Not they gave it like a Balkeri. That was the chaymer of Chazal. They gave it a din of a Balkeri. So if they gave it a din of a Balkeri, so there's a lot. So if there would be a laugh, we have a klal ein eser doiche loisa aser veser. Tach me zogen a shtik teure, loi hamidu devrei. That is how Rabbi Kiveger wants to verenfer Rashi. The Chazaynish wants to verenfer in another eifer. Doesn't mention the Loshon of Rashi, but it's meiridik meduyik in the Loshon Rashi. Chazaynish wants to say that we learn pshat, that Atvulyoim de Balkeri is mutter b'machna leviya min atoyle. And what did the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon said, no, Atvulyoim de Balkeri is an isser b'machna leviya. Nisser asay, that would be the problem. So the Chazanish wants to say, no, that wasn't the takona. The takona was not that they asked Atvulyoim b'machna leviya. No, the takana was that they gave this machna leviya a chaymer of machna shchina. They gave it a din of machna shchina. In machna shchina, atvuyayim de balkeri, this chorus. And that's what Rashi said before, atvuyayim de balkeri, this a chorus. So that pshat, not they said atvuyayim de balkeri, this an essay. They were mekadish the mokim. And the emissin, that's the lotion of Rashi. It doesn't bring down the law. He's not medakta some Rashi, but Rashi says it. Chotza rachadoshe harabayis vikori lo chadoshe mnei chidush. Shechitshu vohoisifu al kdushosoi boi bayoim. The Israel was not that they put dinim on a tvulyoim de balkeri. The Isser was that they were machadish v'isifu al kedushosoi boi bayoim. They were moisiv on the kedusha of the harabayis. They gave it a din of machne shchine. So they gave it a din of machne shchine. So then it's a isser sheyesh boi kores. So then there wouldn't be a din dechiyah. So that's where the Gemara has to say that lohem midu divrayim, that even though midar abonon is a din of machne shchine, so it would be a midu divrayim, would be done ki ilu des an isa kores, afal piken lohem midu divrayim.
We are on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Tana Rabbono, Pesach Umatzo Umorer Borishain Choyva. Pesach Matzo Morer Leil Rishain Zachoyva. Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. Afterwards, after the first night, it's a reshus. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, ba'anoshim choyvo, zachoy by anoshim, ubenoshim reshus. So, we started off with a memre, the Pesach Matzah Morer is barishain choyvo. It's a choyvo leil rishain. Now we have two comments on this. One comment we have, Mikan va'elach reshus, but after the first night it's a reshus.
Now we have Rav Shimon's comment that Panoshim Chayva. So now the Gemara first wants to explain the first comment. Ahaykoi, that what it says, Mikan ve'eilach rishus, and what halach, we said here three halachas, Pesach u'matza u'morer, leil rishin is a chayva. So when, but for afterwards it's a rishus. Ahaykoi, ilayma Pesach, if it's going on Pesach, Pesach kol shiva mi'ike, is there then a mitzvah of Pesach kol shiva? Do you say it's a rishus? Ve'elo amatza morer. So the first explanation that we said it's a chayva the first night. But the other night it is a rishus, so the other night the rishus is going on matza morer. Eimo seife, Rav Shimon Oimer, ba'anoshim chayva u'benoshim rishus. So the Gemara understood that Rav Shimon is going on matza morer. Pesach and Matzah Morer is a chayva b'leil rishen, but then we said Matzah u'morer is a rishus the other days, and now Rav Shimon says that the whole chayva of Matzah u'morer is only for anoshim and not for anoshim. In fact, the Gemara lesle le Rav Shimon hod omar abelozo noshim chayoveis bachilas matzah devar teire. Shenema loisoichel olav chomet, vashem im toichel olav matzis, kol she yeshnoi bebal toichel chomet, yeshnoi bekum achel matzis, vahani noshim hoil vi yeshnon bebal toichel chomet, yeshnon bekum achel matzis. So memeile, noshim, how could Rav Shimon say that noshim are rishus and matzah leil rishon? We have a limud that they're chayiv b'matzah. Elo eimo, so the Gemara says like this, Pesach matzah morer b'rishon chayiv mikan v'eilach rishus. Rav Shimon eimo, Pesach ba'anoshim chayiv b'noshim rishus. Rav Shimon is not going on matzah morer. Rav Shimon is going on Pesach, and that's what we had before, that Rav Shimon says that Avilu Pesachishin is a rishus. So the mail of that is pshat in this paraisa. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsine, tono rabbonon, Pesach, matzah, umorer, borishen, chayva. Borishen, laila, horishen. Then we said, Mikan ve'eilach rishus, ahai koi mikan ve'eilach rishus, tetanekam. Inei ma'a Pesach, Pesach kol shiva mi'ike, ve'elo amatzu morer, it's going amatzu morer, alo ma'hada Rav Shimon, af barishin dekamret choyve, that what you say matzu morer barishin is a choyve, Banoshim udahavye, avol benoshim rishus. Abu banoshim matzamor is rishus, lesley Rav Shimon, the hekish, loisechel olav chomet, shivisham toichel olav matzis. So krashi vaho lekele meime, de lahadar amorer lechudei. Rekta krashi, maybe Rav Shimon is going on morer. You said that what? That morer is a chayva the first night, so he says that's dafke by anoshim. But by noshim, morer is a rishus. It's a mitzvah sasei, shez man grome. Matzah, we have a limud, leisechel olav chometz. But morer could be a mitzvah sasei, shez man grome. So Rashi, the Gemara did not want to say this. The stome matzah u'morer b'hadi adod iksiv al matzah is u'morerim. There's a hekish matzah u'morer. V'chashem she'noshim b'achilas matzah choyva ochinami b'morer. Matzah u'morer have the same din. Rashi means to say the Sfasemis is ma'orer. We see morer and matzah do not have the same din. Bizman hazeh, matzah is a deraisa, morer is a derabonon. The matzah umorer, so that's what I'm saying, Mrs. Moirer, the San Rashi. But l'chayre, we're going now, this man, when there was a Pesach, Pesach Matzah Moreh. When there was a Pesach, so the mitzvah of Matzah Moreh was Mishum Lesser the Pesach. Al Matzah is Umreirim Yechluhu. You should eat the Kolben Pesach together with Matzah Moreh. So then the Chiv of Matzah was because of Kolben Pesach. The Kolben Pesach is Machayev Achilas Matzah. The Kolben Pesach is Machayev Achilas Moreh. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Bizman Abayis, if Noshim, perhaps you could say Noshim are only Chayiv BePesach. Maybe not in the mitzvahs HaTveilis LePesach. But if I have a limud that Noshim are Chayiv in Matzah, Bizman Abayis, so Mestama Dezicha were Machayiv and Morer also, because then the mitzvah was Amatzah Sam Reirim Yechlu. Bizman Azeh, there's no Chayiv of Kolben Pesach. So the whole chiyuv of achilas matzah is from be'erev toich lo matzahs. So that's like a mitzvah only a matzah, not a moro. But the Brais is speaking about bisman abayis. And bisman abayis, Rashi held that there's no svore to be mechalik between matzah and moro. Hoyul v'yeshnon bebal toich al chomitz, the hishva akosov isha le'ish l'chol onshim shebetoyre. Tersiv isha yisha kiyasa mikolchat isod. El, hochi koma. Pesach, matzah umore, rishen choyvo. Mikan ve'eilach rishus, v'koi hain mikan ve'eilach, matzah umore. Rab Shimon poliga Pesach. The kamrit berishen choyvo. That we say rishen is a choyvo, banoshim udav a choyvo, banoshim rishus, Rab Shimon letaimei. The Gemara is a little unclear. L'chayre, the shakla v'tay of the Gemara is that the havamin of the Gemara was that Rab Shimon is going on the Mikan ve'elach. Mikan ve'elach, we said a halacha, Pesach, Matzah, Morer, Barishin, Choyve. Now, this halacha which encompasses Pesach, Matzah, Morer, we said, the mikan ve'elach, it's reshus. So the Gemara, the Havamin, and so the Gemara said the mikan ve'elach is going on not all these three mitzvahs, on two of the three mitzvahs. Mikan ve'elach reshus is going on matzah mor. So the Gemara held that Rab Shimon is also going on what the mikan ve'elach is going on. That tafka noshim it's a choyve and noshim it's a reshus. So what did the Gemara answer? No. Mekan ve'elach is like going on Matzah Moreh, and Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. That's l'chayre the Teretz. So l'chayre the reisha of the Baraisa, there's no need to explain the reisha of the Baraisa again. I mean, the reisha of the Baraisa is what we said before. Mekan ve'elach is going on Matzah Moreh. Now Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. So, say the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ela hochi koma Pesach matzah mor berishin chayve mikan ve'elach rishus koyai mikan ve'elach matzah mor." I mean, the reisha we don't have to repeat and explain. This is where we said it before. There's only one chilek. We thought Rab Shimon is going on mikan ve'elach. No, Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. So why do you have to bring down the reisha? Say one word. Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. The Loshon Gemara is also mashma like Ela Eima Pesach Matzah Mor Berishin Chayiv Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. Why do you have to bring down the Reisha? The whole thing is Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. So start, say Rab Shimon is going on Pesach. Rashi is Marich. Nochamol Pshat in the Reisha. It's unclear. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Oinon Toivu Ba'oichel Es Pischoi La'eret. Avoloi bekotche. Sagt Rashi. Oinon teivol ba'oichel es pischoi la'er. Va'af al pi sha'dayin lo'y nikba. So for all practical purposes, we're speaking about an oinon that was makrif his kolben Pesach already, and then he became an oinon. So now the shaila is legabi the achilas ha'pesach. Lagabi the achilas haPesach lecher we have a problem. An einon is also achilas kotshim in a teire biyoyman inusoi.
and the Lailo Shahacha Visosa Bachila Scotchim in the Rabbah. So therefore he should be unable to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Achidish, Oinon is Oichalas Pischoi L'Erev. No, he's permitted to eat the Korban Pesach L'Erev, even though he's an Oinon in the Rabbanon. And then the Mishnah says another than that Toivu. He's Mechuyev to be Toivu himself before he eats the Korban Pesach. Narashi is Moisev, Va'afal Pisha Dayin Loinikba. Narashi is Moisev that even though we're still before the Kvura, the one Mekabrim at night either. Afal Pikain is Mutter be-Pesach. The Ein Aninus Minatoira Ela Bayoin. Because the whole Iser Aninus Lachilas Kochim is only by Yoim. Shenema hein hayoim ekrivu va'ani oino v'chalti chatos hayoim. We only find that there's an isar of achilas kochim by yoim. Yoim also laila muta. Now Rashi said a chiddush v'afopi shedayin loy nikpar. Rashi l'chayre wants to tell us that even before the Kvure, he's still only an Oinon Midarabono, after the Yoim Hamise. We have to understand what the Rai is from the Posek. L'chair the Posek could be, the Posek L'chair speaking about after the Kvure. And Rashi is being Moisef Afopi Shadayin Loi Nikpar. So Rashi is telling us that even it's before the Kvur, he still doesn't have a din oina min ha-teirev. So l'cher, it's a little unclear what the Rai is from the Pasuk. U'tvila boy. Then Rashi says, that what the Mishnah says, that he needs tvila, that's another halacha. Why does he need tvila? V'zu achas mi'achas ha-shemailas t'chayma b'kaydish. Ha-oinan v'amechusa kippurim tzrichim tvila l'kaydish. That before an oinon eats kodesh, he needs tvila. Why? Mitoich shenesru ad achshav bekodshim. Since his matzav of mechusa kippurim, or his matzav of aninis asad him bekodshim, zatzrechino rabbonon tvila. So now he's going out of a matzav that was also bekodshim, and now he'll be able to eat kodshim. So Chazal said he needs tvila to help make this transition, he should be mutter bekotch. Va'af al pisha mechusa kippurim tov al esmo. A mechusa kippurim tovled himself the seventh day. He brings the kolm the eighth day. Aval koponim, but al mechusa kippurim was also bekotchim. So now that he becomes mutter bekotchim, he's not permitted to eat kodesh, cause he doesn't tovel himself. Aval lo yoichal oinon le'erev b'shar kodshim. That's the next halach, aval lo yoichal. The osa aninis laylo midarabonon. Aninis is osa balaylo midarabonon. So memeli is not allowed to eat kodesh, because midarabonon he has a shame oinon, and oinon is osa b'kodesh. Lagabi pesach lahim idu divreim b'mokim koris. Gabi Pesach, since it's a mitzvah sasei sheyesh by chorus, even though the achila there's no chorus, but some it's a chelik of a mitzvah sheyesh by chorus is loyhem idu divrayim. But by kochim, that is only an asei ba'alme, is hamidu divrayim, and therefore he has a din oinon, he's not permitted to eat shah kochim. Hashemeya al meisoy. A second halacha. What if a person was shemeya al meisoy, that he died, yom shmue ava oinon derabonim? So here we'll see, so since the yom shmue is an oinon derabonim, so balayla is muta legamri. So he's muta legamri balayla, so memela is muta rafilu bekotchim. Now melaket loy atzomets. Another case. V'chein mishaliktu loy atzomis. Ovi ve'imoy, amrinim b'moy yitkotn, mis'abel aleyim kolayim kuloy. That the yoyim likot atzomis is adin aveilis kolayim kuloy. Ula erev ein mis'abel aleyim. So this aveilis is only by yoyim. So Taiva Ba'ichu Bekotchim Lare, Tafilu Yoim Gufa Midarabonan. Since the Yoim of Likot Atzomis is at the Rabonan, Okach Balayla Leke Aninus. Rashi starts off with Avelus and ends up with Aninus. Memes in the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Reish Simen Tov Gimel brings down on the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says that what it says that Misabel Aleim Kol Yom Kuloi. The Muki Yosef says Misoinen. Misabel means Misoinen. Va'asa Lechel Kochim Sheheim Ruyim Liochel Besimche. Kochim should be eaten besimche, vizek shuroya ovid, sheshov ofo ve'efer, shas likat atzomis, he sees how ovid disintegrated, cham liboy bekirboy vidoye golov. So memele, so that's the hepech of simche, so therefore he's also to eat kochim. To Mekiyasevu would seem the whole din of likat atzomis is only a din in Kochim. Beis Yosef Tainis, it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Mestama, we hold it's Negei more than Kochim. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says, it's also Negei Hilchas Aveilus. But Al Koponim, that what the Mekhi Yosef says, it's Negei Kochim, is less than the Polik. So that's why Rashi says, Hilchach Balayla Lecha Aninis. In the Misabel, Zicher Nichlal, the Din Aninis of he's not besimche. So memele, so, but this din is only by yom and not by laila. Rashi says, ovi ve'imoi, malocha we paskin in Simen Tov Gimel that it's by all of the Zayin Krovim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Geir shen izgaya be'erev Pesach, Beishamei oimrim toivul v'oichel espischoi la'eret. A gershen is gayer, so Beishamei says he's goyma the geiris, toivul v'oichel espischoi la'eret, nizalati da kolben Pesach. Beishillel oimrim apoirish min ha'ole kepoirish min ha'keva. That we consider him ke'ilu, he was negeya b'meis, so Memele, he's not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, he needs Hazor, Shlishi, Yoshvi. So Trashi, Kepeirish, Min HaKever, V'Tzorich Hazor, Shlishi, Yoshvi. Zok the Gemara, my time, what is the reason that he's also mutter to eat a Korban Pesach and also to eat Kochim? Es kosov aninis de laila de rabbonon. De gabi pesach lohim idu divreim ve mokim kores. By pesach lohim idu divreim. Since it's a mitzvah sasa shesh by kores. Gabi kochim am idu divreim ve mokim asek. Since this is only a mitzvah sasa iti kodesh, therefore lohim idu divreim. So trashi lohim idu divreim lo osroi bachilas pischoi. Ibnei aninis. The Devrayim, the eye out the Zaninis to Devrayim, the Pesach Koresu. Because Pesach is a mitzvah sasei sheyesh by Kores. Aber achilas kochim asei ba'almu. Ba'ochlu oisam asher kupa behem. I say that this is a mitzvah sasei. Rashi says it's a few places it says it on the Bailam also. So memele, so they weren't matel this essay, midu Devrayim b'mokim asei. Zog Taisvis, Gabi Pesach lehemidu divreim b'mokim kores. Hod leikomal, let's say a different chesmim, shum de Pesach mitzvah iveres. Pesach is a mitzvah iveres. If he won't eat the korban Pesach tonight, so he'll fapass the mitzvah. Hashem came by kochim, he won't eat it tonight, he can eat it tomorrow. Zog Taisvis, mishum de yesh kochim de mitzvah som nami iveres, gegoin toide. The ain necheles el liyoyim v'layla, ba'af al pikein, he's not permitted to eat a taida also, and oinon is also to eat a taida also, even though it's a mitzvah iveres. So that means, doch, imidu divreim b'mokim mitzvah iveres. Al kochach, the whole reason, la imidu divreim b'mokim Pesach is, because Pesach is a asay sheyesh by kores. השמיה על מייסוי, מלאקת עצומס, ומלאקת לא יעצומס. So the pashtus of the Mishnah is that he himself was malaket atzmais ovi v'imoi. Fact the Gemara, how can he eat kochim at night, haboy azo shlishi yishvi? And for the Gemara, eimo sheliktu loy atzomis. Not that he was malaket atzomis, no liktu loy atzomis. Zot Rashi, malaket mashme hu atzmoi likton. Gershon is Gaia. We hear further in the Mishnah that a Gershon is Gaia. The halacha is that the machlokes b'shami and b'silo. Omer Rabbi Barbachonam Rabbi Yechanan machlokes ba'orul mochi. The whole machlokes is by a goy that was an oru. It was Megayer himself. The b'silo savi gzeira shemo yitmo l'shana haba. Maybe this ger next year will become tomei. V'yoymar, and I'll say as follows. Ishtakid miloi tavalti v'achalti. Remember, the previous year, it could very well be this ger, altskoi, was metam himself to a mace. V'afal pikein, erev Pesach could be was metam himself to a mace. V'afal pikein, after the miloi tvile, he was permitted to bring a korban Pesach. So he'll bring a raya from then, that if the same thing will happen this year, and it'll be metamata meis erev Pesach, he also will be able to eat the korban Pesach, ayidei tefillah. Achshav nami etvel ve'oichel, ve'lo yoda, but he didn't realize one thing. Ve'ishtakeid, the previous year, nochi had, he was a goy. Ve'lo mekabel tumen, and the goy is not mekabel tumen. Achshav Yisrael mekabel tumis, I'm a mele. So in order to prevent such a kilku, so Beis Hillel said that this year is also after haperish min ha'ola kaperish min ha'kever. We give him dinim ki'ilu today. He was perish min ha'kever. Ki'ilu today he touched a mace, and therefore midarabonon he needs hazor shlishi yishvi, and therefore he can't bring a korban Pesach. Ubeishamai sovri loy gazrine. Beishamai ho, they weren't geyser. Aval oru Yisrael. But if you have an oru Yisrael, so afilu according to Beis Hillel, debrehakel toivu voichel as pischai. They weren't geyser by an oru Yisrael erev. Loy gazrine in oru Yisrael mishem oru nach. Tanya nami hochi, omar Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Vaynechleku beishami beisilul alor Yisrael shetoivu v'oichu es pischei la'eret. That means even though beisilul set up perish min olak a perish min akevel, beisilul is not going on olar eilim, he's only going on an orul akum alor Yisrael shetoivu v'oichu pischei la'eret. Amanechleku al orul nochi shebeishami oimrim toivu v'oichu es pischei la'eret. Bishilul oimim ha-peirish min ha-olo ke-peirish min ha-kodem. It is very interesting, the Ramchal in Derech Eitz Chaim says as follows. Ha-peirish min ha-olo ke-peirish min ha-kever ki hi mamish kever. That what one is an oru, that's mamish a kever. Shema shegayremis lo chasheicha. That what a person is an oru, and he has the chashchus of all this on him. Shelo yagia lo oir ha'elyoin. The oir ha'elyoin cannot penetrate the ruchnistike chashchus, which is an oru. V'nikreis ki ilu hi meiso mamish bekever. V'ze soid v'machshakim o'yshivani ki meise oilom. It seems that Derech Eitz Chaim is going, if not like our sugya, but it seems that what Chazal said aloshen, ha-peirish min ha-olo ke-peirish min ha-kever,
I mean, if Beisilu just wanted to say you need Shlishi Yishvi, that's, why did it have to say it as a loshen? Ha-peirish min ha-ola ke-peirish min ha-kever. So Vaistois, he learned that Beisilu's maram is another Indian also. That Kozman, one is a shame oral on himself, so it's equivalent, v'machshaki me-shivani ki-meisi oilom. If the Eure Elyon cannot be Beikeya v'chashchus he finds himself in, so that's what the Beisilu wanted to be Maramis. That's not Pshat, that's Remis. That HaPeirish Mina Ola KePeirish Mina Kever. That is the Matzev that Ola brings on a person. Let us see Rashi. Malakit Mashim Huatz Melikta. Machloikis Ba'ovu Nochi. She'eni Mekabal Tume Benochi Yusuf. The Beisilu Sovri, Gzeiro, Shemo, Yitmo, Bemeis, Lashona, Habo, Ereva, Pesach. Yoimer, Ishtakid, Loite, Harti, Mikol, Tume, Ad Yoimer, Pesach. I wasn't retired myself before, till Ereva, Pesach. Shenizga, Yarti, Vitavalti, Vachalti. And that's it, that's all what I did. Vahashta, Namis, whatever was sufficient last year, I'll do the same thing this year. Et, Vel, Vaichel. Vlo, Yoda. The Ishtakeid Nochi have last year he was a guy, but like Kibble to me, but Nochi Yusuf. So my mailers are therefore was sufficient to Tvila of Geiris, because there was no Tuman him. Avolach Shev Hu Tome. But this year, if he became Tome, he replaced him, he started Tome. Ilkach Shem is Geir, Mamtin Shiva, She'ein Lecha Tome, She'ovra Olov, She'loi Toyer Mimena. So Mela, after 7 days, whatever tume he could have had on himself goes off after 7 days. In fact, the Chash, it's not true. Va'afal garda mishum zive boi shmoine mishum kaporet. That means if we want to give him an opportunity to be metayer from all potential tumis that he could be mekabel al tzid, so we want now that this time should elapse before he'll become tohor, so she have to wait 8 days. And he should have a tara of Azov, and Azov is a mechusa kippurim till the 8th day. Av gavne mishum zive bo yishmoine mishum kaporet. But given the ev shel the laisi kaporet, so Rashi says the tara of zive we can't give him. He can't bring a kol. The holoi kibol tume benochi yusa. Lamaisi never was Azov minatayre. He amrit to memele if you're going to say that he cannot eat kochim, so he'll go through all the ceremonies and processes of Tare, and he has to go through the process of the Tare of Ziva also. He can't go through this process because he will Maisi wasn't Azov. He can't bring a Kolm. He amrit nigzer le Maisi loylam Pesach. So v'kulai lo gozu. So they only were gozer that he has to go through the processes of Tare, which he is able to be Mekayim. So, and that is sufficient 7 days with Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. Avol Orol Yisroel Shim Yesh Loi Achshav Tume Unizabo. He's Nizab. Sha'af Barei Losoi Mikabel Tume Kishar B'nai Yodom. So Lamaise, he was Nizab. So Mamele, if he was a Tomei before, he was Matai himself. Lekal Amigzabay Mishim Shana Abo. Zog the Taisves, Aval Oru Yisroel Divrei Hakol Toivu. Zog Taisves Taimel Rivo, Kleimotzinu Bishum Mokein Tvile Bi Yisroel Shemol Afilu Midrabonon. Why does he have to Toivu himself? Good is no Gzeire, but why is there a Din Tvile? Where do we get a Din Tvile before Achilus HaPesach? So in Yesh Seidel Mishneh, he wants to forever the reverse kasha. Rashi had said in the Mishnah, why does an oinan in Mechusa Kippurim need tvile? So Rashi said, the mitoich shenesar at achshav bekotchim, atzachinu rabbonon tvile. It seems Chazal made a say that a person who till now was unable to eat kodesh, so before, and now the siba went off, so before he's able to eat kodesh, Chazal will matzrech tvile. So tainit the Yeshayi de la Mishnah Rabbi Shaya picks, so he tainis an oral is also bekotchim. An oral is not eat kotchim. So Memele, this is this first opportunity that he's able to eat kochim. So Memele, so he needs Tvila, like an Oinon and Mechusa Kippurim. I, why the Mishnah didn't mention Orul? He says, Fakel, it's a Kal Vachoyma. An Orul that never was able to eat kochim. So Madach an Oinon and Mechusa Kippurim who were able to eat kochim. But there was a time, a span of time that he was unable. He needs Tvila. So about the givis an oru that was never able to eat kochim, about the givis only tefila. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, oru hazo veizmo himidu devrayim bemokim kores. That by these three inyonim, oru hazo veizmo, so then, even though it's bemokim kores, himidu devrayim. And it's doiche and asay sheyesh by chorus. Because hamidu divrayim. They gave divrayim an alimus kilo it was a deraisa. Oinon, umetzoiro, obeis apraas, loy hamidu divrayim bemokim chorus. So now the Gemara will explain this maimer of Robert. Orul hoda amor. Orul is what we said before. A ger. That was Misgayer Erev Pesach. So we say, a perish min ha'ola ke perish min ha'kever. So even though min ha'teire is chayev bakroves ha'pesach, emidu divrayim b'mokim koris, and they said that what? That he can't bring a korban Pesach. Hazo the omar mar, hazo shvus, ve'eino idoiche es ha'shabes. Not doiche Shabbos. Yisra Azoz HaShavuz, and it's not doiche Shabbos. Izmu, the Sanye, Kishem She'ein Mevi'in Oysoi Derech Rishus HaRabim, Kach Ein Mevi'in Oysoi Derech Gagais, V'Derech Hatzeres, V'Derech Kafifos. Let us see Rashi. Orul Azoz Ve'izmu, Simonei Halochesein. And by these three Haloches, we say, Hemidu Divrayim. Hod amoron, the chozi leute, lemaise his chozi to bring a korban Pesach at night, umishum gzeire de shana bo, toch yu beiselo. Ve eina idoiche Shabbos, beperik eilu dvorim, leyovet Pesach, and he doesn't bring a korban Pesach, ushvus ta rabonanu. So kaponim emidu devreim bemokim koris, and he doesn't bring a korban Pesach. Ein mevi'in oisai izmo lemile, derech hatzeres, avol gav de reshuyis tarabonaninu, v'yidche pischoi, and because of this, he will be unable to bring his korban Pesach. Shim yesh loi zocho lomoil, v'yez a zocho, ma'akvoi, so the milas schozo v'avodo, is ma'akev oisai, melhovi korban Pesach. So even though he could be mal, if they'd carry in a reshus darabonim to a karmelis, to chatzeres, so he'd be able to bring a korban Pesach. Imidu devrayim, shim yesh loy zocher lomel, ma'akvoy, desanye milas schorov v'avodov ma'akvin es ha'pesach. So memele, So that's shot imidu divrein b'mokim koris, even though there's a chiyuv koris to bring a korban Pesach, they did not permit him to be mal avodov ayidei tiltul izmol buch chateres kafifis. The lekel ameima mishim koris the oral zocher ashalayimel. Maybe this halach is not speaking about korban Pesach. It's speaking about that tshiyem hashmini. And that's a mitzvah sasei sheyesh by koris. And they were mafkiya the mitzvah of mila b'yem hashmini because of reshu yester rabbonim. So trashi the mila the dach yeshabes bezmano kotn lav b'koris. That wouldn't be called hamidu divrayim b'mokim koris because yem hashmini is a lav b'koris. So al kochoch, if the Gemara says amidu divrein b'mokim koris, we mean the koris of korban Pesach. Agav urche dachsame, we see from this Rashi, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid,
the beginning of Hilchus Mila, the Rambam, Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis, Hilchus Mila, says as follows, Aval Einoi Chayiv Koris, an Orl is not Chayiv Koris, Ad She Yomois Hu Orl Bemezit. The Chayiv Koris is only after the Misa, Nidair an Orl. The Kesem Mishnah explains, the Das Rabbeinu, She'enei mischayiv kores pekitzor shone, an oru is never chayiv kores pekitzor shone, never dies young, lefi sheloi ovar adayin ala mitzvah, the chiyiv kores on an oru is, if he wasn't mal himself. She'ei biyodai lomol atmoi ad sheyomus, that means since the whole din kores is, that if he wasn't mal himself, so if he died a novel, then he's chayiv koris. Kozum he could be mal himself, so memel there's no chayiv koris. So there's never a chayiv koris of kitzor shonim, because the chayiv koris is because he wasn't mal himself, he could always be mal himself. So that gets a koris in olam haba, not a koris of kitzor shonim. That's shitas haramba. And the Ravid says, V'chol yoim oimid be'isa koris. As soon as it becomes a godel, there's an isa koris on it. And Rashi in Chumash in the Parsha of Mila says, V'oru zocher ashala yomu, v'nichesa mishiyegia l'chlal onshim v'nichesa. So Rashi holds like the Ravid. That's what Rashi says, the same thing over here. Rashi says, we can't be speaking about the chorus of Mila Bismano, because there is no chorus. He's a cop. Aber weiss doch, when he becomes ois cotton, there's a chiyuv chorus. But, then it's not Eich HaShabbos. So al koponim, from Rashi we see, from the Rashi learns like the Raivet. These are the three halachas that hemidu devrayim b'mokim koris. Now there's another three halachas which loy hemidu devrayim. Oinam hodam oron, that he's permitted to eat kochim balayla, he's permitted to eat Pesach balayla. As we said, even though ninis laylos ad rabbonon, aloy hemidu devrayim b'mokim koris. Mitzoyre mayhi. We also say that it is lehemidu devrei. The sanya we learned the barais as follows: mitzayre shechal shmini shaloi be'eres pesach ve'ro keri boi bayoyim. So if the without the rias keri, the halacha would have been shechal shmini shaloi be'eres pesach. He's a mechusa kippurim. So he would bring his kabonis, he would get his tahare, and then he could shech the korban pesach on him. He's roi lochloi balaylo. But here we have a problem. V'ro keri boi bayoyim. Now abal keri is also b'machna levir. Like this, the halacha is that a metzoyre, that's a mechusa kippurim, he stands in shar nikner, which is machna leviyeh. Mechusa kippurim is muta b'machna leviyeh, and his machnas is bohenes to machna shchina. And we'll see in Rashi, either we hold mitzvahs bia loishma bia, or tzakzeres hakosum that they were mata mitzvahs bia l'taharosa. So memele, that's a normal metzoyre. The only problem he has is with the hachnosas yodov into the Azore, and that we have this heter of either mitzvahs bia or tzakzeres hakosev, that the Torah was matter hachnose in order to become toy. But now we have a new problem. This mitzvahre was ro keri boi bayoy, so it became now abal keri. Now abal keri is also the machna leviyah. How can he stand in shara nikna, which is machna leviyah? State in the Bereise, Teuvel. Number one, he teuvels himself. Veuchel, and he'll be able to eat a korban Pesach at night. Aye, how is he allowed to be metar himself? Homer chachomim, afal pi shetvu yoim eini nichnas. even though Atvul Yoim is also b'machna levi, so how does he get into Shal Nikna? Zeh nichnas. Mutav yovei asei sheyesh b'koris, v'yitche asei she'ein b'koris. So since it's mutal on him the asei of Kolben Pesach, so that's doiche an asei of ein b'koris, the asei of the issa of being nichnas l'machna levi alt Atvul Yoim de Balkeri. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah Apilu Asay Ein Boy. Rabbi Yochanan said that is not even an Asay Alts Tvul Yoim Likonis Lamachna Leviye. Shenema, the whole Isra Zad Rabbono, Shenema Vayamoy Yeshofet Bakol Yehuda Virishalayim Beveis Hashem Lekne Achotzer Achadoshe Mai Chotzer Achadoshe Shechitshu Boidovo Vomru Tvul Yoim Lo yikonis b'machna levir. They said that for yoim lo yikonis b'machna levir. So let us first see Rashi, and then we'll come back to understand what the Gemara is saying. Zot Rashi. Oinon aninis laila midarabona. Ba'amoron la'el oichol pischoy la'erev. So there we say, lo'yhem mido divrei. Mitzayre shetoval v'herib shimshay b'shvi. So already b'shvi he was Toher, besides the kapora that he has to bring. Nichnas b'shmini l'machna levi l'shal nikna, sh'loi niskadish b'kdushas azor. Shal nikna, even though that's the shal to the azor, that doesn't have kdushas azor. K'dersiv b'kro, v'hemid ha'koin ha'metair, es ho'ish ha'metair, v'oysom l'fnei Hashem. U'b'azor ha'atzmo lo'y ho'ya nichnas. He was unable to enter the azor, el'machnis yodav l'bohinis, Lefi she'ein mechusa kippurim nichnas lo mechusa kippurim is not permitted to enter the Azor. The Azor is machne shchine. Kedemrine b'makis tomeyir l'rabis tvuyoyim oitomose boi l'rabis mechusa kippurim shem nichnasu l'migdosh chayovim kol. So this is Rashi Shite that tvuyoyim and mechusa kippurim is also zachiyev kores to enter machne shchine. So now he has a new problem. How can he get to Shal Nikna? So now he has to table himself for two miskari. For the tzaras he toivled yesterday. V'afal pi shetzvul yoim achad de keri einei nichnas. Zut tachashi. Now Rashi is saying pshat in the Tanakhama. Before Rabbi Yochanan. Even though another tzvul yoim, the keri, is not permitted to be nichnas l'machna leviyya de chsib. Ki yiyye becho ish. And then, uchavoy ha-shemesh, yovoy el toich ha-machnem. So Rashi says, the Tanakhama held, which machne is he permitted to go into? Machne leviye, yovoy el toich ha-machne. Then, he's permitted to go into machne leviye, kivoy ha-shemesh. Abo vayis tachoyis, atvul yoim dekeri is also, al tanasei, to enter machne leviye, yovoy el toich machne. But this Balkeri is permitted to enter Abayis Lachnis Yodav Lebohines. Kedei Sheyoichol Pischoy Le'erev. Why is he permitted? Yovo Yasei De Pesach Sheyesh Baikores. V'yitra Asei De Tvul Yoim. Bahar Abayis She'ein Baikores. The Asei of Yovo Yotoich HaMachne is Asei She'ein Baikores. Ela Bazor, the whole chorus is only if he enters the Azor. So Memele, so that's what the Tanakhama said. He's permitted to go. Als Yove Yasei Sheyesh by chorus, Vitra Sei Shein by chorus. Ve'i Mishum de Machnes Yodav Lazor. In fact, the Rashi, although there's another problem. This is a Tvul Yoim de Keri, that is Machnes Yodav Lazor, and that is